First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for surprising everybody else and being here tonight. All of you are here tonight. I spoke to a friend of mine who's here on Erev Yantif. He said he's coming. I said, okay, at least it'll be me and you. So I want to thank everybody else for coming. We actually have someone, I'm not going to embarrass him, who came from the five towns. He showed me he has the ad for the triple mishmer, so he wanted to be part of it here tonight. So I thank everyone for being part of it. Daf Chof Amid Beis, which we were slated for tonight, has a tremendous insight in halacha regarding Lo Yilbash, and I want to push it off to next week because I want to give the full crowd the pleasure of it. So I wanted to do tonight, figuring that it would be a smaller crowd in Kamos, not in Echus. But coming into June, I figured people have weddings and people have Sheva Brachos. You know, every Rav has to have up his sleeve a good Sheva Brachos Vart, or Eifrav Vart. So I figured I'll share with you my two favorite Vartloch. And as long as you're not at the same Sheva Brachos as me, you can use one or the other if it's up your alley. They're both, each is a very nice, in my opinion, a very nice Vart, which is very usable. Well, the first one has to do with the Pasig Ve'erastich Li La'olam. Now, I like having this Vart, because you can really use it for a bar mitzvah or a wedding. It's about marriage, but since bar mitzvah boys start saying Ve'erastich Li La'olam, so you could really use it for one or the other. Ve'erastich Li La'olam literally means you'll be married to me forever. But there's a big cash on this pasuk. It's a pasuk. What's Ve'erastich Li La'olam? Every yeshiva boy knows that in marriage there are two steps: kiddushin and nesuin. Kiddushin is a temporary state. Kiddushin is, you put the ring, and nowadays we do it under the chuppah. But the way it was done in the time of the Gemara was, you did kiddushin first, and then you had a year, up to a year to marry her, and then you did the chuppah. Erisin is kiddushin. Right? The chuppah is nesuin. Kiddushin and erisin are synonymous. Today in Israel, an arusa is an engaged girl, right? In modern Hebrew. An arusa means to be engaged. Technically, an arusa is neshesesh, but it means the first step. So the kasha is, what's ve'erastich li la'olam? Doesn't make sense. Imagine someone gets engaged to a girl. He says to the girl, let's just be engaged forever. So most girls are not going to go ahead with that plan. Usually, after the engagement, you'd like to get married. So here, we say ve'erastich li la'olam. What ve'erastich li la'olam? It doesn't... the words don't make sense. Erastichli is temporary. And Nesuin, a chuppah, you should be married. The Nesuin should be la'olam. It's a problem in pshat in the pasuk. So I once heard a vart. I heard a pshat in the Sfas Emes. I didn't see it inside. The Sfas Emes says the following vart. He says that human nature is that when something is new, a person is very careful with it. A person treasures something. The newer it is, the more a person treasures it, the more special it is. No matter how special it might be, as time goes on, a person becomes more lackadaisical and more matter-of-factly with things. That's human nature. And it's that way with a couple. A couple gets engaged. During the engagement, by us, we have engagements for 3 months or so. During the engagement, people are very careful. Chas and Kala, very careful. The way they speak to each other and the way they talk to each other. A Pam used to say, you know, halavai, married couples should be so careful the way they talk to each other, like engaged couples. So there's a certain level of respect and of care and of formality, which is healthy in an engagement. So Sfas Emes says, Ve'erastich li la'olam, the vart is that you forever you should treat each other like B'shas Erisin, like it is now. The Ve'erastich relationship should be La'olam. And he brings, similarly, we say, L'David Hashem Eiri, we daven to Hashem, Shifti B'Yis Hashem Kol Yimei Lachsis B'Nayam Hashem, U'Levaker B'Hecholoi. We daven to Hashem, Shifti B'Yis Hashem Kol Yimei. We should be able to be in the Beis Medrash our whole lives. We say, L'Vaker B'Hecholoi. Bikur is visiting. Bikur Cholim. Bikur entails a visit, not a permanence. So Ulevaker Behecholai seems to imply someone who's visiting. Someone who's visiting, who comes to see something, He looks at it with big eyes. He looks at it with chashivas. After a while, it gets worn down. So the levaker beheicholai is that we daven to Hashem, we should be shiv veshem kol yemei, but should have that chashivas, you know, like the first day of the year. You come in, you know, halavai hasmod in the Beis Medrash should be like the first week of this man, a whole year. In the beginning, there's a special level. So levaker beheicholai is exactly the same idea. Now, a good speech has to have a story. So this speech goes with a story. A story I once heard myself at a simcha. Somebody said about someone who had a daughter to marry off. He went to Rosh Hashiva. He said, I want your best Talmud. Give me your best Talmud. So Rosh Hashiva said, you know, I have a Talmud that hasn't started dating. Just going to start. Let's try it. Let them go out together. Fine. So they read the Shidduch. They go out. And the day after they go out, this father comes back to Rosh Hashiva. He says to Rosh Hashiva, what kind of creep did you read for my daughter? So what do you mean creep? He's a boy, he sits and learns. Yeah, but he doesn't know how to behave. What do you mean he doesn't know how to behave? What did he do? He says, well, he picked her up. And they started driving around. And he didn't say a word the whole time. So he said, my daughter thought he must be nervous, the first date. So she started talking to him. She said, what are you saying on a date? You know, he said, how many siblings do you have? So the boy said, what's the difference how many siblings I have? Does it really matter? So she thought, I don't know, maybe there's something touchy about it. So they're quiet again for a while. Says, well, you know, what does your father do for parnasa? What's the difference what he does for parnasa? He has parnasa, don't worry about it. They drive around a little. And finally she says, you know, maybe we should stop somewhere for a soda. He says to her, soda? Water is no good? You have to spend money on a soda? So finally, you know, they drive around a little more, and he drops her off. So Rosh Hashiva thinks for a minute, and it's out of character, he thinks. He says, oi, it's all my fault. He says, why is it your fault? He says, you don't understand, this boy came to me before the date. And he says, you know, I never talked to a girl before. How do you behave on a date? So I wanted to calm him down. So I said to him, just go out, be calm. Just talk to her like your father talks to your mother. Treat her the same way. And, you know. So that's, I guess, the lesson of Ve'rastich li li'olam. You know, that you say, well, if you're confident enough about the Chosin Kala, I guess you could say. Anyway, it's a nice word. The word on Ve'rastich li li'olam is a nice sadistic word. Whether you have the guts to say the story or not. I'll tell you the second part. Second part is a part on one of the Sheva Brachas. And the truth is, it's a tremendous insight into one of the Sheva Brachas. We say, Sameach tesamech reyem ahuvim, kisamechacha yitzircha began eden mikedem. We say, Hashem, let this couple, this young couple, rejoice, like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made rejoice Adam and Chava, like you, when they got married, you were Mesameach them. So the same thing, Mesameach Adam and Chava. The same thing, Mesameach this young couple. So the question is, where do you find anywhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesameach Adam and Chava in Gan Eden? Doesn't say anything in Chumash, doesn't say anything in Gemara. Where does it say Mistamach Kishroch is Mesameach them? But we were saying Sameach Tesamach Reim Uvik Sameach Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem. There must be some source that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Mesameach them. So the answer is you have to take out a Kaddish. And there is one Nakuda that we find in the Chumash, and you really have to notice it to appreciate it. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu sets out to create Chava in Perek Beis, so v'yapel Hashem l'kim tardei mal ha'odam v'yishan v'yikach achz mitzalois v'yizka basta tachtenu v'yivin Hashem l'kim esatzela shalok min ha'odam v'yisho v'yivayu ala ha'odam. So we have that they get married. It doesn't say God was m'sameach them at all. But really, it does say. Because there's one pasuk right before it. Right before it, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all the animals in creation and he brought them all to Adam to see them. V'yikrisham Adam Shemus L'chol Behema Life Hashemayim Ula Adam Leimotza Eze Kenegda. So the pasuk does say, when it talks about Adam getting married, there is one pasuk that talks about Adam getting married, about his dating career. Basically, what it says here in the pasuk, and that's the way Rashi explains it, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all of the animals to Adam to see if he'll find a ben zug, if he'll find a match, somebody to be able to match. If you'll find of kol min v'min, and he asked them to see if he'll find a match. What does that mean? That means that Adam sort of dated all the animals. He dated the elephants, he dated the giraffes, he dated the monkeys, he dated the bears, he dated all of the animals. Once when I said this, that he dated all the animals, so there was a girl in the audience said, yeah, so did I, you know. She said, anyway, he dated all the animals. Like, Matzah is a connector, he couldn't find the shidduch. So what did God say? Okay, no shidduch in the Bria, we'll have to create Chava. So the question is, Meikara Maikasavar, why was God thinking in the first place? Did Rabbi Hashem really think that he'll bring all the animals to Adam, and Adam will date the animals, whatever it meant to date at that point, I don't know where they went, but whatever it meant to meet the animal, Rabbi Hashem really thought, Adam, maybe you'll find somebody. I mean, the whole Hava, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the animals to Adam to find the Ezer Kenegdai. Adam was created. Says the machlokes in the Gemara, if he was created male or female, or if he was created, it wasn't created male or female, but it was afterwards. Dai partzufim, the second parak in Erevin, there's a machlokes. So the question is how you understand the Adam lemotza ezer kenegdai. Sounds like this one creature was going to have an ezer outside of him. That's what it sounds like. But it's a pasuk. The Gemara has to shim with the pasuk. So I'm not sure. So the question is, why was God thinking when he did this? Yeah, what was God thinking?
Anyways,
I mean, there's also a question, what's the Hava mean? Okay, same question, but they're not the same answer necessarily, right?
Do you appreciate it?
Oh, I think so. I think the point is that Rabbi Shem wanted Adam, he's making a zivik for Adam. He wanted Adam to understand that this is your zivik. Adam might think, big deal, I marry this girl. There's nobody else to marry. Who else am I going to marry? You know, there's one man, one woman in the whole world. So you're not much of a shatzin to put them together. So Rabbi Hashem wanted Adam to understand that when you get married, there's only one for you. There's only one, and it's for you. It's made special for you. Rabbi Hashem gave Adam all the havaminas in the world. All the havaminas, all the animals, all the chayas asada, and how long it took him to go through all of the animals till he decided, lemotza eze kenegdai. And then the Rabbi Hashem said, okay, now that you're frustrated, that you see there's nobody else, I'll show you this one fits you just right. Don't think that when you find a shidduch, it's this one. If this one didn't work out, I go on to the next one. That's human nature, is that way. There's so many possibilities. But Hashem gave a tremendous matana to Adam. He told Adam, look for an ezer. Adam looked around, couldn't find an ezer. Finally, the Rabbi Hashem said, oh, and then what did Adam say? Zoy sapam. What is Zoysapam? It means this time I got it. I tried a bunch of times, it didn't go. Zoysapam, Esameyatsama, Yabasam, Ibsari, Lizaisi Karayisha. So this is a wife. The bracha to a young couple of Sameyat, the Samech, Reyem, Ahuvim, Samecha, Yitzicha, Begaled, Mikedem, is that after all the dating and all the information and everything else a person does, when a person comes to the chuppah, you should have that feeling that this is the only one in the world for me. There's nobody else in the world for me. This is the one that fits me, and there's nobody else that fits me. That's Sameach Tesamach Re'em Ahuvim Tesamechecha Yetzircha. The only thing it says in the pasuk that the Rabbi Shalom did, Legabe Shidduch, for Adam, was this one Nakuda, to demonstrate him, to show him that this is the one, this is the only one. And therefore, when Adam went to, got married to Chava, whatever, I don't know who the Eidei Kedushin were or anything, but when Adam and Chava got married, they had this hergish that they were dafka for each other. That's a sameach to samach re'em ha'uvim ki sameach ha'yitzircha began eid miket. So these are two, I think, very nice varatloch. Everybody's welcome to use it. You don't have to, I mean, the first one I know is a svasemes. You could say b'shem aimrei. Second one, I don't remember. But whoever I stole it from, you could steal it from him also, if you like the vart. So I hope we have still another few weeks to go. The game plan is, these last four blot of Makis are the most geshmaka blot in the whole Masechta. Really, very geshmaka blot. And the game plan is to finish two more blot over this, whatever remains. El Olam Yetzer Hashem, to finish the last two blot, hopefully to make a Siyum for Yom HaNeiroim. And then, after Sukkot, to get again a new Eschatzis, and to start, we'll still figure out exactly what we'll do next. I really appreciate everyone coming here. Nobody's going to believe me that we had, 45, 50 people here. No one's going to believe me. So at least we all know it's so. I appreciate your coming. There will be no minyan for Maariv tonight at 11:45.